इल्यूजन। कोई भी विवाह नहीं हुआ, किंतु माया ने ऐसा दिखा दिया।
दो नो मैरिज टुक प्लेस बट योग माया शोड लाइक दैट।
क्यों दिखलाया? इसलिए कि गोकुल ब्रज, गोलोक ब्रज, अप्राकृत लीला वहाँ, उसमें से पारकीय भाव को जो नित्य भाव है इस जगत में, उसी के द्वारा दिखलाया। श्रेष्ठ प्रेम है।
So Maharaj is saying, we should ask question that why there such marriage was performed by Yog Maya here. In fact, Parkya Bhav, which is eternal existing Bhav in Aprakat Leela, in Aprakat Golok Dham, in order to establish that Bhav, here Yog Maya performed such activity.
Jadi Radha Ji kahen, ye Krishna hi mere pati hain, वही हमारे सर्वस्व हैं, उनके साथ मेरा विवाह हुआ, तो प्रेम की जो प्रगाढ़ता ब्रज ब्रज में देखी जाती है वो नहीं होती, वो रुक्मिणी सत्यभामा की भांति द्वारका वाला प्रेम हो जाता।
इफ राधा जी सेज दैट कृष्णा इज माय हस्बैंड एंड ही इज ऑलवेज माइन, देन इंटेंस लव कैन नॉट बी सीन विच इज सीन हियर इन ब्रज। It will be equivalent to that type of love which we see in Dwarka between Krishna and his wives.
Dwarka ke prem ko, Rukmini Satyabhama ke prem ko, swakiya bhav kaha jata hai. Swakiya madhur.
In Dwarka, the relationship between Krishna and Maheshi is, this relation is called swakiya madhur bhav.
Kintu braj ka bhav, gopiyon ka bhav, vivah nahi krishna se, isliye krishna dusre ke pati hain, kintu hamara se prem hai, ya braj ka unnat ujjwal madhur ras kahlata hai.
But in braj, though gopis are not married to krishna and still they love Krishna as their lover, this type of love is called unnat, highest, ujjwal. Ujjwal means
brilliant
love. It is quite
ujjwal
highest.
Ujjwal means maine parkiya here.
Here Maharaj says ujjwal means parkiya.
Paramour.
Parkiya. Paramour. Paramour.
पारमोर
मीन्स दैट लवर। बट
इसलिए विवाह नहीं होने पर भी योग माया ने ऐसा दिखलाया।
देयरफॉर दोस सच मैरिज डिड नॉट टेक प्लेस बट स्टिल योग माया शोड लाइक दैट।
यहाँ पर अभिमन्यु जो कहा जाता है वो भी कोई दूसरा व्यक्ति नहीं है, वो भी कृष्ण का एक प्रकाश है।
Here Abhimanyu, who is said to be husband of Radha Rani, is none other than an expansion prakash of Krishna.
इसलिए और भी दिखलाया गया कि जब गर्गाचार्य जी ने कहा, जब ब्रह्मा जी ने गौओं को चरा लिया और सखाओं को भी चुरा लिया, उन्हें एक वर्ष का जो पीरियड था उसमें गर्गाचार्य जी ने अनाउंस किया कि जितनी ब्रज की लड़कियां हैं उनकी शादी कर दिया जाए इस वर्ष। उस समय जितने लड़के बने हुए थे वो सब कृष्ण थे, इसलिए भी उनकी शादी उन्हीं से हुई, किंतु फॉर्म उनका अलग अलग था।
वेल व्हेन ब्रह्मा जी किडनैप्ड ऑल द गोप्स एंड कॉव्स, एट दैट टाइम गर्गाचार्य अनाउंस दिस ईयर इज द बेस्ट ईयर For those gopis who have got their daughters, they should get their daughters married this year, and hence those daughters of gopis were married with different gopis, but all those gopis were none but Krishna, though they are different.
इसलिए उनका भी कृष्ण के प्रति पारकीय भाव हुआ।
Therefore, all those gopis who got married to those gopis, though they got married to Krishna, but because they married to different form than Krishna, they feel that they are not married to Krishna, so they are having parkya bhav for Krishna.
इसलिए यहाँ पर उसी नाते से उसी भावना से ये कहा जाता है कि ये जावट राधा जी की ससुराल है, किंतु यथार्थता में उनकी ससुराल कहो या परकीय भाव का कहो वो है नंदगांव।
सो इन दिस रिलेशनशिप कंसीडरिंग दैट राधा रानी इज हैविंग पारकीय भाव विद कृष्णा, दिस जावट इज कॉल्ड टू बी हर इन लॉज प्लेस, बट इन रियल सेंस हर इन लॉज प्लेस इज नंदग्राम।
यहाँ पर एक बहुत बड़ा भारी बट का वृक्ष था, जिसके नीचे छाया में वृषभानु महाराज जी ने अपनी कन्या के लिए, लाडली बेटी के लिए बहुत ही सुंदर महल बनाया था, जिसकी चित्रकारियों को देख करके जो असल हंस होते थे वो भी मुग्ध हो जाते, समझते थे ये हमारा ये विरोधी है, और उनके पास में आकर लड़ने के लिए वहाँ पर उतर जाते थे, ऐसा सुंदर चित्रकारी वहाँ पर थी।
So beneath a tree, banyan tree here in Javad, Vishvanu, father of Radha Rani, got constructed a very beautiful palace for Radha Rani. It was having such a beautiful art inside. Two such swans were made on it that those swans which were flying, they thought that downward on the palace there is another swan, our opponent swan, and they used to come to have some fight with them.
यहाँ जो अभिमन्यु को देखते हैं वो भी नापुंसक था, इसलिए उससे राधा जी का मिलने का कोई प्रश्न ही नहीं था, इसलिए कोई भी गोपियों का अपने पतियों के साथ में कोई भी मिलन नहीं था, बस कृष्ण के प्रति एकांगी प्रेम था उनका, अनन्य प्रेम था।
So here Abhimanyu, though Maharaj has said, is another prakash of Krishna, but in fact Abhimanyu himself was in a sense impotent. There is no question of any relationship of Abhimanyu with Radha Rani. Similarly, all gopis had no any relationship with their husband. They have got only one relationship, that is with Krishna.
एक बात और भी विशेष है कि अभिमन्यु the husband of sword husband of Srimati Radhika and Govardhan so called husband of Chandravali, Durmad so called husband of Ananga Manjari the sister of Srimati Radhika, Durjan so called husband of Vishakha and all others so called all were in their group. एक ग्रुप में थे और वो कंस के यहाँ नौकरी करते थे और कंस से उनकी मित्रता थी, ऐसा क्यों जोगमा ने ने किया? इसका कारण यह था कि इस परिप्रिय भाव में कृष्ण से मिलना इतना कठिन है कि उसके लिए बड़ी बड़ी बाधाएं हैं, और इन बाधाओं को अतिक्रम करके जो प्रेम होता है वो सर्वोत्तम प्रेम है, जिसमें अपना सर्वस्व त्याग करना होता है, जिस प्रेम में कोई त्याग करने की वस्तु नहीं वो प्रेम सर्वोत्तम नहीं होता है। इसलिए कृष्ण से उन गोपियों से मिलने के लिए जोग माया ने जानबूझ करके ये ऐसी बाधाएं उत्पन्न की जो उनकी सास उनकी सासुरी उनका पति उनका देवर और दूसरे लोग उसके ठीक ऐसे विरोधी रहे जो एक मिनट भी उनसे मिल न सकें, जिससे कि प्रेम की प्रबलता।
So Maharaj is saying, one special thing we have to notice here, that so-called husband of Radha Rani, Abhimanyu, so-called husband of Chandravali, Govardhan, so-called husband of Vishakha, Durmad, and hence all these so-called husband of different gopis. Yoga Maya created this situation that it was very difficult it became very difficult for Radharani and Gopis to see Krishna because these opponent parties were very strong. This is made in order to intensify love of Parkiya Bhav. Love, when it comes out of very hardship and impediment, is really real love. At that time, you need to sacrifice a lot. And when there is no sacrifice, love reduces. So here, love is intensified because of this sacrifice, that out of such heavy impediment, still gopis were going and seeing Krishna.
Hamare Vaidik culture mein, Vaidik sanskriti mein, aisa niyam hai, स्त्रियां पति को परमेश्वर समझें, अपने बेटे को छोड़ देगी, धन को छोड़ देगी, माता पिता को छोड़ देगी, लोक लज्जा भी छोड़ सकती है, किंतु अपने पति को नहीं छोड़ सकती।
According to our Vedic culture, it is mentioned that wives have to consider their husband as God, परमेश्वर. As much as that they may give up their sons, they may give up their all other relatives, house and other maryada. Maryada means any other rules and regulations.
But even her life.
And even her life.
They can give up.
But she will never give up her husband.
Kintu aise pati ko bhi chhod karke jo Krishna se pyar karti hain, ye unchi cheez hai.
But a wife who even gives up her husband, that means she trespasses that strong Vedic culture and son of our culture. This type of woman, ladies, is really having intense love for Krishna.
That is why Uddhava is told, Asamaho charan reni jusam ham syam bindabane kimap gul malatau sadina ya tus twajan swajan arja pathan chahitva Veje Mukunda Padabim Sutamhi Brahmigyam. Krishna is also supporting this thing. Krishna bhi isko support kar rahe. Kya? Napare ham niravadda sanjujan sasadu kritya vibhuta ma bhajana durjar greha singkhala sandrishya tadva pratija susadu. Krishna is himself admitting this. Gopis have left their husband. The bad culture, they have jumped their Gurujan, father, mother, and all other, even their lajja, shame and shy also. Their pati and everything. It is very hard. They have given up their all kinds of worldly desires, even only one desire, to meet and to serve Krishna.
Nijangamati jagatva. Nijangamati jagatva.
Nijangamati.
Samasta angon se seva karti
hai. Apne samasta angon se Krishna ki seva karti hai. Koi dusra koi usme, koi thoda sa bhi kalima nahi. Gopiyon ke prem mein nirvadya sanyo. Nirvadya means param pavitra, param tyo.
They're
meeting.
Yahan
tak ki Krishna kahte hain, ye gopiyan hamari sakha hain, mitra hain, maya jaisa seva karti hai, das hai, hamara
guru hai,
guru tak bhi.
Sahaya gurava
shishya bhi hai.
Bhujissa bandhava priya.
Maharaj is saying that in Gopi's love there is not a tinge of blemishness at all, and their love for Krishna is purely and completely pure.
Krishna is admitting this and telling.
And Krishna is admitting it, and Krishna is saying that your love is so intense and pious and flawless. He says flawless, that I cannot repay it back because you have given up the tight chain of your householdness and you have come across your Vedic dharma also.
Not only Krishna, because Krishna is beloved of his day, he may tell this. So Maharaj, and he may tell lie.
Even Uddhava is saying like this.
Uddhava, not only Uddhava, Narad, not only Narad. Chatursan, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan,
Sanat Kumar.
Karunankurmai Karuna Bharite Sanak Sanatan
Varanita
Charite. Brahma himself, Lord Shiva, all are telling like this. So gopiyon ka jo prem hai, ya parkiya bhav, atyanta sundar aur sabse shrestha prem hai. इसी प्रेम के अधीन कृष्ण विशेष करके होते हैं, दूसरे प्रेम के द्वारा इतना वशीभूत नहीं होते.
So Gopi's love is utmost beautiful and topmost of all, and only because of this love Krishna is totally controlled. By other loves he is not so much controlled.
This prem is not of this planet. It is in the it माने ये गोलोक वृंदावन के निवृत्त गुहा में बहुत ही ज्वेल के रूप में, इससे बढ़ करके और कोई संपत्ति नहीं हो सकती. वहाँ पर कृष्ण के हृदय में हो रहता है ये गोपियों का प्रेम.
So Maharaj is explaining that this love does not exist in this universe, and this love is the most precious jewel, as jewel is always inside a locker. Similarly in Golok Vrindavan, and that's also in the topmost secret place of Golok Vrindavan, this love resides in heart of, as a precious jewel in heart and cave and lockers of in Krishna's heart.
And ये जावट में श्रीमती राधिका जी ही नहीं, ललिता, विशाखा, चित्रा, चंपकलता, तुंग विद्या, इंदुलेखा, रंगदेवी, सुदेवी, रंगमंजरी, all were married to this place. This is the marriage place of all Manjaris and all Srimati Radhika's group. And also Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur wants to be married here, to be married. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his song, he has told like this, that my birth will be
in
Barsana. Birth will be in Barsana.
And my
marriage
will be done at
Javot.
And there, by the mercy, causeless mercy of Srimati Radhika, my real name of my Jivatma, soul, all the qualities,
dress,
my swabhav,
nature,
dress, that 11 kinds of all these things, when it will be realized in my heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells.
ये गुण 11 तरह के हैं.
11 तरह के. तो ये हमारे हृदय में कब आएगा? Bhakti Vinod Thakur जी कह रहे हैं. तो ऐसे देव दुर्लभ, ब्रह्मा और शंकर के भी दुर्लभ स्थान में हम लोग आए हुए हैं. We have come to a place which is not to be approached by Brahma, Shankar, Narad and all other people. This place is unknown to Nimbarka, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya and all Sampradaya. Only by Gaudiya Vaishnava they know it. And they want to be here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Rupa Goswami, all. So he was doing bhajan at very near a place to this place, that is Kadambate. That is why. So all Goswami used to be here. Aisa ye durlabh hai. Yahan par Krishna ki bahut si leelaen hain, usme se ek main kahunga. Iske baad mein hum log abhi chesta karenge ki Charan Pahadi mein aap logon ko darshan antatah karaun, je Krishna ke charan, सखाओं के चरण, गोपियों के चरण, हिरणों के चिरणों के चरण चिन्ह अभी भी वर्तमान है. आई वॉन्ट टू टेक यू टू द प्लेस ऑफ चरण पहाड़ी वेर कृष्ण फुट स्प्रिंट्स द फुट स्प्रिंट्स ऑफ
गोपीज
गो डियर्स काउहर्ड बॉयज Cows. Everyone is very distinct. Not only one, but thousands of thousands. At first we have seen so much, but gradually they are
disappearing.
So we will go, try to go. If we can go there, then we will go and see there. It is in a very deep forest, and there is no road there, only kaccha road. Even we will try, and if buswala can take some distance nearer, then we can go, otherwise we will return back, doing pranam there.
तो आप कथा सुना रहे
थे? अब यहाँ की एक कथा सुनाऊं, बस एक ही सुनाऊंगा, only one, बस. That Krishna, once Srimati Radhika was in somewhat
sulky mood.
I am translating. Very interesting.
Go ahead, Rani.
Very interesting katha Maharaja said.
ये सब बुद्धि वाजो तो इंग्लिश में हाथ से.
You are listening, Meena? I don't need to stand up. Once upon a time, Radha Rani, in Man, she became angry. She did not come out of her house for 3-4 days together. So Krishna was very much restless, and he wanted to meet Radha Rani. So he became a brahmachari. You know, brahmachari beggar. Belonging to some ashram like that. He wore such clothes and put a scripture in his hand and khadao his feet and just saying, Alakh Niranjan. Alakh Niranjan means I want some charity. And such type of brahmacharis, they used to stay at a house only for 5 minutes. So that's all. So he came to Javad in front of Radha Rani's house, and Jatila came to give him some charity. He said, no, I will not accept charity from you. I don't know whether you are married or non-married. I take charity only from a married woman. I don't accept from widow. I accept only from married woman. So Maharaj was explaining here that, of course, Jatila was a she was not widow. Because in Braj there is no any widow lady. But at that time she was in such appearance without mang, it was not clear whether she was married or not married. Then she went inside, asked Radha Rani, look, very brilliant brahmachari is there and he is begging for charity. You go and give him charity, otherwise he will curse and everyone in our house will die. Radha Rani says, no, I will not go. You always put wrong blame on me, and if anyone dies in your house, I don't care for that. Then she becomes very much worried about it. Then she asked to Vishakha. Vishakha also insisted. Everyone pressurized her. Then she went, okay, I'll go. Then she went with some flour in and some jewels and different things, having in a plate, big plate, thal. She went there with a long veil. You know veil? With long ghungat. When she went there, Krishna says, no, I will not accept it. I don't know whether this person with veil is a lady or a gent, and married or unmarried, widow or not widow. So I want to see first who is he or she. Then Radha Rani just put her.
But Krishna told her. What told her? But I have come only to.
No, first he has to recognize me. when she just put her veil off little bit, and Krishna saw Radha Rani, he just fell down. He said, "Look, I have not come from this charity of floor. Please put your man and anger in my pot." So Radha Rani saw, "Oh, it is Krishna." Then she all that floor and all that thing she bought, she threw it over his head, and she then went. God bless.
and kept on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So here crown is there on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Here.
Engraved.
Huh?
Engraved.
Engraved monument. Not engraved.
नहीं नहीं वो नीचे हैं पैर नीचे हैं और ऊपर मुकुट है तो मुकुट दिख रहा है पैर नहीं दिख रहा है
पैर नहीं दिख रहा है ये आपका ही है
इमेजिनेशन डोंट डू डाउट डोंट डाउट ना तो ही वाज टेकिंग लाठी दोस विल डाउट उसका चेहरा बिगड़ गया था
राधा रानी रोती है यार कृष्ण आकर के उनका से
नहीं 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 ये ना उल्टा उल्टाइए मत उल्टाइए मत
अच्छा ऊपर से ऊपर से
किधर देयर इज प्रोमिनेंट वन ऑफ प्लेस ऑन द फोर्ट्स एंड ऑल वेयर
मेल्ट
melted all melted writing in their books charan pahari
spost agdan dekha acha
every
there is three charan paharis right
yes
or more
but vivid is here and also in charan pahari at kamyavan also in nandagaon
spost agdan
hai ye to bahut hi spasht hai
yes
udhar bhi dekha spasht hai bilkul
it is quite clear
We have come to this place,
Kosi. In Sanskrit word is Ko Asi. Means, who are you? Kaun hai? Once in this forest, under Chaurasi Road Parijamandal, very nearer to Nandagaon and Barsana, still all round there are forests but this place has become like very busy town so Koshi means once Srimati was in a kunja Krishna came and knocked the door of that kunja kate uske darwaje ko khatkhataya भीतर से श्रीमती राधिका जी ने कहा फ्रॉम इनर साइड श्रीमती राधिका आस्क्ड हु आर यू तुम कौन हो हु आर यू कैन यू से एनी वन ऑफ यू हु आर यू
नहीं आंसर द क्वेश्चन
आई एम आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन हु आर यू आप कौन हैं हम लोग कहेंगे ये मैं ये शरीर हूँ मेरा नाम बतलाएंगे कहते इट इज क्वाइट रॉन्ग
महाराज माइक ला रहे
हम शरीर नहीं भाई तुम ऐसे ही सुनो इतना कोई 10-20 लाख आदमी नहीं है पहले तो 20 लाख आदमियों में सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने यह ऐसे ही भागवत पढ़ा तो वहाँ सी आर्ट Who are you? From whom is she asked? From Krishna. Krishna told, "I am Krishna." But Krishna has so many meanings. Radhika told that, "I don't want Krishna. Perhaps you are serpent, very black serpent. Why you want to come? Do you want to bite me?" Go in forest. I don't need you. You can go. Then Krishna told that, "Oh, I'm not that Krishna. Serpent Krishna. I am Ghanashyam. Main Ghanashyam hu." Radhika told that there is no need of a Ghanashyam at all. What is the meaning of Ghanashyam? The cloud who is ready to give at once shower. Radhika told, "No use of water here. It will be muddy in my courtyard. So go and make shower in forest where it is needed.
and that cultivation is needed. We are not going to cultivate in my courtyard, so you should go other. Then Krishna told, that not Ghanashyam, I am Chakri. Chakri, you know, there are so many meanings of the Chakri. Those who takes Chakra in his hand. And another Chakri is water maker, pot maker. उनको भी चक्री कहते हैं. चक्के पर रख करके घड़े हंडिया और सब प्याले जैसा इच्छा होगा वैसा बना देंगे. सो श्रीमती राधिका टोल्ड, वी हैव नो मैरिज सेरेमनी हियर. हम लोगों का विवाह का कोई जरूरत नहीं है, यहाँ नहीं है, विवाह सेरेमनी नहीं हो रही है. जैसे ये बर्तन की जरूरत पड़ेगी, मथुरा में चले जाओ, यू शुड गो मथुरा. आई डोंट नो नीड एनी. वी आर वली वेरी किशोरी, नो नीड ऑफ एनीथिंग पॉट्स. देन कृष्णा टोल्ड,
हरी
आई एम हरी, मैं ही हूँ. रातकाल से जो हरी, देन गो हरी इन फॉरेस्ट. हरी मीन्स लॉयन, हरी मीन्स मंक.
I don't want monkeys and lions here. So what Krishna was telling, answering Mati Radhika was cutting all these things in a joke, and Krishna was then defeated. At last he could not select any word to satisfy Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika. So this Ko Ashi has become Koshi. Also,
Ramchandra
Fain entered him his Vaikuntha, chhod do bhai, Vaikuntha. He made first his two sons, Lava and Kush, king of these places. Kush was given this kingdom of Kushasthali. Bharat Maharaj, name after Bharat Maharaj, Bharat ji ke naam par Bharat ka jo naam hua, Bharatpur. Bharat ji ne, you know, Khar and Akshar, those who had no death, no birth, no sorrow, no suffering, nothing. They are Akshar. They are two conditions of souls and Paramatma and Paramatma. Atma is everywhere, he is one, but jivas are lakhs and lakhs, uncountable. Vai anant hai, kintu dono atma hai. Now you are thinking, if drink and be merry, I am this body, physical body, I am this spiritual matter, and all are mine. I will have to control all. I am controller of this world. But anyone cannot control. अभी मरने को जाएंगे, अभी तो उनका भजन करो, तभी उसका कल्याण हो सकता है, अन्यथा नहीं. If anyone want to be happy, they should try to do bhajan of Krishna. They should try to worship Krishna. मुझे बड़ी खुशी है कि आप लोग इंग्लैंड, अमेरिका, हॉलैंड, न्यूजीलैंड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, अमेरिका, फ्रॉम ऑल पार्ट्स ऑफ वर्ल्ड यू आर कमिंग to realize this truth, and we Indians are going so much down. We are giving up Indian culture, ancient culture we are giving up, and you are taking this. So I am so happy. Yet, jauvan, buddhi, shari, ye achieve things, jauvan nahi raha. It is not forever. We will be died. You will die. This body will be old. Our mind will be gone. इसलिए हम लोगों को सोचना चाहिए. You should always remember. In this world, anything, any matter cannot help us. Cannot help us. We'll have to die. When we will die, we don't know when we will have to die. इसलिए मरने के पहले ये चीज को ठीक करो. हमारे जीवन का उद्देश्य और लक्ष्य क्या है? What is the aim and object of our life? What is the object of our this worshipping Krishna? क्या और प्रेम से करोगे तो न जाने क्या हो जाएगा. जब ऐसे ही उपेक्षा करके करते हैं. I think you are all understanding. If anyone takes the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Birth and death, sorrow, suffering, that thing will go away automatically. And if you do by love, honor,
and
then
love,
Krishna prema will come. Chanting in name, if you cannot chant whole name, utter whole name, why Krishna, no heart. Ram Naam, no heart. You know who is Ram? Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya. Radha Ramana Titi Ramaha. Radha Ramana Krishna hi jo hai, wahi Ram hai. Krishna Hare Ram mein bhi Radha Krishna. Yaha par do, teen aradhya char de nahi hai, ek hai. You know that. Haram is Radhika, who takes the mind and heart and controls. She is Radhika, is Hare. Aram, Radha Ramayati, Radha Raman, Govindi is Ram. So only one Upasya Radha and Krishna both conjugal. So very easily, it is very easy to do bhajan, worship of Krishna. No effort, nothing. You can tell by sleeping, so rahi hai, tabhi kar rahe hai. Bhojan kar rahe hai, chikai.
So fortunate. To come with us,
touring in whole Parikrama, doing Chaurasi Kulhu Bhaji Mandal, and hearing so sweet and Tattva Katha here, everywhere. Gaur Pramanande. Now you can take your Mahaprasad. Aap log, take your Prasad.
Om Adhyan Simrandas, Jnana Jinsulat. So, in Vrindavan today we have come at Kaliyadaha. And in this Kaliyadaha, right now we are standing at Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad was doing bhajan also here. So it is not only his Samadhi. Another way we can call it, his bhajan kutir was also here, and as well as samadhi was also here. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, Venkat Bhatt, and Trirangam, Trivalla Bhatt, these three brothers were living in Srirangam in South India. Srirangam is the most famous temple of Lakshmi Narayan. All these three were dedicated devotee of Srirangam, that is Lakshmi Narayan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, and on request of Venkat Bhatt, he stayed at their house for 4 months during Chaturmasya. At that time, lot of satsang took place at his house. Rather, I should say at their house.
At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why do you worship Lakshmi Narayan? Why don't you worship Radha Krishna? And Venkat Bhat said that Narayan and Krishna is one and the same thing. What makes the difference? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He says, consort of Narayan is Lakshmi. Yes, she is Lakshmi. But it is said in scriptures that Lakshmi has keen desire to take part in Krishna's ras. If both are same, then why consort of Lakshmi is desiring to take part and to love Krishna, to have ras with Krishna? Then again he says, because Narayan and Krishna is same. He says, if Narayan and Krishna is same, then Lakshmi should have no problem in getting chance to get in ras. But it is said that she is still doing tapasya, austerity at Belvan to take part in ras, but still she could not take. Then he was answerless. You know why it is so? Because Krishna in Vrindavan is his real state of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in its fullest form exists in Goloka Vrindavan. So you should devote love and worship Radha Krishna, and that too in the mood of serving Radharani. From there, Prabodhananda Saraswati and Venkat Bhat, they all turn into Krishna Bhakta. From Ravanuj Sampradaya, they converted into Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya. And we know one of our Goswami is son of Venkat Bhat, that is Gopal Krishna, and Gopal Das Bhat Goswami. And Prabodhananda Saraswati also came to Vrindavan, and he has written such a many Vedic scriptures. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati, after getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan and stayed here. Here he did bhajan in the line of servant of Radharani, Radharani Dasya Bhav. He was so fully devoted to Vrindavan. He was so much dedicated to stay in Vrindavan that he has said, even if I have to sell my everything, my house, my wife, my daughter, my everything, I am ready for that, but I will not give up Vrindavan. I will stay in Vrindavan. By this shloka, he means that he is ready to sacrifice anything in order to live in Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati path very clearly and unhesitatingly stated and written that how Krishna is trying to please Radharani, for which Jayadev Goswami had hesitation and could not write. And Krishna had to come himself and he wrote it, that Krishna is putting his head on Radharani's feet just to please her. Prabhupada Saraswati says that in fact the climax of Rasatu comes only when Krishna puts Alta of Radharani. Alta is always put on feet. When Krishna puts Alta of Radharani on his head, this only then Rasatu is created to its climax. He has written it so clearly and unhesitatingly. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he has written a shloka which Shubhananda Prabhu has explained, that for Seva Kund he has written especially, that in Seva Kund, Radharani, after coming in Man, becoming angry, she ordered that nothing black should be before her at all, even you put your head covered with white cloth. And in such a state, she ordered to paint every black into white. including your eyebrows and also. Because I know this black is, sham is dhoot, scoundrel, rascal. And I don't want to see him. And look, be careful, don't allow to let him inside this kunj at all. Go and be watchman. Watch ladies, not watchman, watch ladies. And when Krishna came there, and Radha Rani's Pali Dasis, their servants, they are standing on the door and gate of Kunj. Krishna comes and he praying to them, not praying, Kakubhar. Kakubhar means, what should I say, in a very, very menial way, begging.
Pleading with them.
Begging and pleading. Begging and pleading. Just putting himself on the feet of those Palidasis. Begging and pleading. Please, somehow or other, let me see Radharani. In this shlok, he is giving the importance of even the servant of Radharani, that how much these Palidasis are important, what to speak of Radharani. So straightforwardly he is saying like this. He says that Radharani is saying, don't let him in, and Krishna is saying, please let me be in. And where such type of pastimes are taking place, Leela is taking place, may I get a single straw of a broom where it is clean so that I can get this mercy. I want to enable myself in this pastime. So such type of prayers and such type of bhav was Prabhupada Saraswati Pad was having, and we are also in the same line and inclined and intending to have generate such type of. Similarly, he has stated about Navadip also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has written that unless we take mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into, we cannot cross the ocean of this material world, nescience. I think we call it nescience.
Nescience.
We cannot cross over this ocean of material world. And not only this, unless we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into the ocean of Bhava Bhakti of Radha. So we have to be begged for his mercy. At the same time, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, for whom we should also beg the same mercy, he was in the mood of Radharani Dasya Bhav, and we should beg from him his mercy. From here we will go onward to Kaliyuga. Yes. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he has explained his incarnation of Tamo Vidya in the pulse, in all Vidya arts. That is why Prabhupada Saraswati was also expert in explaining these things.